Epilogue. Quinn. Unpacking the plane turned out to be a lot easier than packing it. It was probably because Cage was there doing it with me. It gave him a chance to meet my parents, and for them to meet him. They liked him, as I knew they would. Moving back into the apartment with Lou, my parents agreed that I should finish up the semester, and then said goodbye. I had a lot of classwork to catch up on, but I did it in no time. What took longer was helping Cage catch up with his. It required a lot of late nights together, but there was no complaining about that. I did have to make a deal with Daddy Lane for all of the back and forth I put him through, however. Next semester, along with all of my classes, I had to start work with him at the firm. For the most part, I would be evaluating prospectuses and doing deep dives into the companies. I had more than enough bandwidth for that. I also decided to tie the industries of the companies I was evaluating into the classes I chose. It was a win-win for everyone. More than that, it would leave my weekends free to spend time with Cage and his family in Snowtip Falls. My time with them became an adventure. There were still many things we didn't know about their past. Who was Cage and Nero's father? Even as their mother became more coherent, she wouldn't say. "You have no idea?" I asked Nero as we sat together at Cage's graduation. "I'm not sure," he responded in hushed tones. "Wait, that's not what you said to Cage. You told him that your mother forbade you from asking about him." "That's true. She did forbid me. But that hasn't stopped me from looking into stuff." "So, you think you know?" "I might. And since you were able to find us in a town that wasn't even on the map, I was thinking maybe you could help. I don't know how much time I'm going to have while taking classes next semester, but..." "Wait, are you going to be taking classes here next year?" I asked, shocked. Nero looked at me and blushed. "I was thinking that with Cage helping out and my mom doing so much better, I might give it a shot. I might even try out for the football team. I was pretty good in high school." "Pretty good," Titus said, leaning over from the front seat next to Nero. "This guy set the record for most yards run in a season. This one is lightning on the field." Nero blushed. "I might have run a few yards," Nero said humbly. "Trust me, Quinn, this school won't know what hit them," Titus said with his usual salesmanship. "Hey, Quinn, do you know who that is?" Nero said, staring at someone standing under the oak trees past the chairs. I turned to look. It was a guy with shaggy hair, a thin frame, and round glasses. He was cute. "No, I've never seen him before. Why do you ask?" "It's just that I thought I saw him look at me." "Oh." I turned back to the guy. As I did, he looked at us. I couldn't tell who he was looking at, but as the three of us stared at him, he smiled. I looked back at Nero. Nero couldn't take his eyes off of him. "Wait, what was going on? Was Nero in disguise?" My mouth dropped open.
"Cage Augustus Rucker," a man said over the PA system.
I turned to see Cage step onto the stage to collect his diploma.
"Oh, he's getting it,"
I said, tearing Nero's attention from the guy. Once the scroll of paper was in Cage's hand, everyone in our little group, which included Lou and Cage's mother, stood up and cheered. The love of my life was graduating from university. I loved him more than I had ever loved anyone, and I couldn't be happier for him. The next chapter of our lives was about to begin. Would it include Nero and the guy he still couldn't take his eyes off of? Would it include finding out who their father is and solving the mystery behind Cage's birth? I didn't know, but whatever it included, I was all in. So was Cage, and as long as we had each other, I knew that anything would be possible.